I was just thinking, you know, I'm 62 years old now, and I've had quite a life. It's interesting life, but I've been married 43 years and had two kids, and, you know, if you talk to me right now, you'd think, well, she just, you know, always done the same old stuff forever, but I've had an interesting life. When I worked at a factory when I was a kid, of course, I was married, and I had, two kids. Well, actually, I was pregnant with one. I don't know what came over me. I had just turned 21. I had been working in a factory, didn't like that, and I thought, you know what, I could start my own business. So I looked through the paper, and I wondered what kind of business I could start. And I thought, well, you know, I don't know much about business, you know, but I bet I could buy a beer bar. A beer bar. I mean, you know, just work at a factory, you go with the friends and get a beer bar. You go with friends and to a beer bar. So I thought, I could do a beer bar. It's just selling beer. So I decided to buy this bar called the Chug-a-Lug. And because of the song, it just stood out, and I had to get it. Listen to the song. Roger Miller is not with us anymore, but he was something else. This is the name of my bar. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. This is in Westminster, California. Got a hidey-ho. Burned tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. It was a beer bar. And it was open during the day. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Anyway, that was such a fun bar. It actually had was a day bar and had a lot of people coming from McDonnell Douglas, which is now Boeing, at lunchtime, and they would come in at lunchtime and have a beer. I don't even think that's like they can do that now. But I had the best Polish sausage. Now listen to this: you take Polish kielbasa or Polish sausage, I forget exactly what kind, and then you soak it with apricot nectar and beer, and that recipe was Coors Light. No, it wasn't light at all. It was Coors beer and apricot nectar, a little molasses and sugar, and then you soak this Polish sausage in that. And it was like the specialty of that bar. This bar was like one of the longest bars. It had three pool tables. Was it three or four? And the very first video game, this was 1970 or right around there. And it had the very first video game, the one where you drive down the road and you had all these like little things. Anyway, it was a really, really interesting bar. And I had it for about a year and a half. And then there was this great recession and everybody got laid off at McDonnell Douglas. And, you know, things were going fine. And I did this all the time I was pregnant, too. Don't know what came over me. But I finally sold the bar and moved on to other great things. Got an education, actually, and owned my own school, multimedia school. Well, I had a lot of businesses in between then. But anyway, here's the song again. Yeah, sing it, Roger. Whoop, 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 whoop. Roger Miller. Chug-a-lug.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
Hey. Make you want to holler, hidey-ho. Burns tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Grape wine in a mason jar.
Homemade, brought to school.
Yeah.
By a friend of mine and after class.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. All right, stop. Are you stopped yet?